Bob is on the line and he joins us from Braintree. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What would you like to talk about?
I was listening a couple of weeks ago about the brain-controlled electronic limb systems, and I was wondering if they would be of any benefit to cerebral palsy sufferers.
I think they probably would, Bob, because one of the problems that people with cerebral palsy have is very often a sort of locked-in syndrome where they have preserved intellect and have a very acute brain, but the problem is that it's translating the messages of what they want to do down to the bits of the body that can make those things happen, such as move the limbs or walk around, and that's where they have a problem. And the device that you're referring to is a piece of work that's been done by a researcher called Andrew Schwartz, and he's in America, and what he's done is to develop a system, a computer program, that can decode the neurological chit-chat that goes on in the brain's motor areas and work out what sort of a movement, at this stage a monkey, but a monkey's brain is very similar to how ours work, so it should work the same way. He can decode the chit-chat between the nerve cells and get the monkeys to move a robot arm, which enables them to feed themselves, so very fine and accurate movements just by listening to what the brain's doing. So I don't think there's any reason to doubt that it would be impossible to use something similar for people with cerebral palsy. In other words, there's every reason to think that it might just work.
Yes, I understand that. Is there anywhere that I can find out more about it?
Well, at the moment, Bob, no one's actually doing this in humans, although they are doing it in a very limited way. They're not actually doing it at the resolution that these people in America are. It's very experimental. But I think if you watch this space, because if we report on it, then we'll give you all the details.
Okay.
Great to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks, Chris.